Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Ed Rand.
I'm Brett Johnson here as well.
And Audrey Johnson is here, present.
All present and accounted for.
Yeah.
Great attendance record, guys. three for three.
What is the accounted for in that? Well, I guess that means we've...
Nobody's missing.
It's been marked down that they are here.
Yeah. Because
present is, means they're here. And then accounted for means I've written down
right.
something that I've
your
noted.
Accounts.
I took attendance.
I have like your like bank routing number from your check accountable.
You know what I was thinking would be fun is if we all came in character for today's podcast.
Oh, for the podcast. Not, okay. Then just like come in character.
We should have all come for as our characters from the 48
yeah,
short.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Man.
I don't remember what your name was, Audrey.
She was
Jesse.
Jesse,
yeah.
Jesse. Hank, and Josh.
I was yeah. Joshua, yeah.
You want to start the podcast over again in character?
Okay.
No.
What a Josh thing to say, Josh.
I know, right?
Typical Josh.
Should we assume everybody's seen the short, or
yeah.
should we describe it real quick?
I think so. Well,
go watch it right now.
Yeah, we have a lot
That's what's
of
cool
likes.
About podcasts. You can pause them.
Pause. Pause. Go watch it. It's 5 minutes.
All for naught.
That's what it's called, the podcast.
That's why it's called the podcast.
The short is called All for Naught, and All for Naught, mm-hmm. which I... kind of say inevitably. I don't know why.
You say not?
Not, just because it's like funny to me to say the word not, but it's a joke. So I'm like putting a spin on. Anyway, it's, we'd made it for the 48 hour film project in
mm-hmm.
Boston a couple weekends ago, and it's really great. It's
yeah, it
a
is.
Suspenseful short.
Yeah, it was fun to make too.
How do you guys feel about that? Because it's obviously, it's the tone is different from other stuff.
Mm hmm.
How have you been processing that or processing others processing of it?
Why don't you answer the
okay,
question?
Okay, sure. It's obviously...
I'm not sure. I've not given any thought previous
yeah.
to just now. I don't feel like it's that different. Like, we still seem to comedically
hit the spot. Aspects of it, I feel like we would never have written something like that to shoot it. As just a Brain Fox short, that like the dun 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 music and the dark turn at the end. It's like I think that maybe Albionic is a little bit closer to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but even that, I feel like there's no, it doesn't challenge emotionally as much as this does challenge emotionally.
No, because that was more like a,
it was still
parody.
Yeah, and more like that guy was going is seeing him is more like seeing him go through that stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of like I'm already connected. I feel like, or Jill, I remember Jill said during it or something at some point about people. So I was like, the suspense is almost like, oh, Brain Fox is doing a suspense thing. Like that's like, oh, is this actually gonna like this, like when it gets tense towards
yeah.
the end? It's like, oh, this is.
It
I
gets
didn't,
knotted.
I've like described the premise of the short and said, you know, like it's the human knot, except it's still kind of suspenseful. And they're like, oh, what, if somebody die?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, actually.
But
that's what happens.
I think that's fine because
yeah.
the dying, how he dies is funny. And then how the knot is solved is
funny. I think it was more impressive that it managed to be suspenseful.
Yeah.
Like when we were filming it,
yeah.
the whole time I'm like, this is
hysterical.
Fun to do.
Yeah.
But there's no way it's going to be suspenseful
yeah.
or thrilling.
Yeah.
But
being
it was.
Being in the knot. Was really, really fun for like 2 hours. And then going on like hour 5 and 6, I think that we would say cut and the knot would just, everybody just kind of would like turn their back and disperse
yeah.
and not talk
we'd
to
like,
each
go,
other.
Like, shake it up.
Being like, I just need a second because we were in such close quarters for so long.
But it was fun.
But it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I want to do more stuff like
I noted
that.
To Odd, I feel like there's what the.
Wood.
Likes versus shares on Facebook. It's pretty inside baseball, but the likes versus shares for this compared to Flipped last year's, more likes for this one, more shares for the other one. And I think it's because it is a little more intense. I think it's less. I think it's less people less likely to be like, oh, it's just fun. I'll put it on my wall. Like even if they really enjoy it and the quality.
I don't think it's that intense though. I'm not like, this was really intense, guys. Like,
sure.
We went to, like, a really dark place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's personally. Versus, like, some of the ones that, like, we had seen the night of the screening, like, horror.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to put that on their wall? And, like, you guys, like, check this out. It's,
like
rated
like
R.
Stuff?
And, like, somebody has a drill go through their eye, you know? I don't know.
You'll be freaked out.
Yeah. Comparing ours to, which was Thriller.
It's like comparing Adams to apples, you know?
It's like comparing Adam Levine to Apple Levine. To Apple Paltrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there a celebrity with a child?
Yeah, Goop's kid.
It's weird how close Adam Levine is to Avril Lavigne.
Oh, I never thought of that. She's got a new single out,
They're
too.
They're married, aren't they?
That's up for Song of Summer.
Yeah.
2013.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Nickelback.
Oh, that's right.
He couldn't make it as a blind man.
Are you expecting us to jump in with the next line of a Nickelback song?
Made it as a wild man. Couldn't cut it as... I'm
poor man seeing.
Stealing.
Tired of living stealing. Like a crime man.
You're singing... You're doing like a Tom Petty version of him. You need to be way grosser.
Tom Petty's
sing
like...
Sing it worse.
Bro.
Was that a Nickelback song?
It was a crash up between Nickelback and Creed. Need.
Somebody should do that.
Crackleback. Creakle.
Cracklebacks.
I like Crackleback.
Prize inside. It's called good alignment.
It's called eternal matrimony with Avril Lavigne. That's back. The prize inside of being Nickelback.
Crackleback.
Yeah.
That'll be the best fan base combination right there.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of combinations, excited to talk to our guest today.
Yes.
Because I think what he's combining in the in his field hasn't been done before. So I'm interested to hear what he has to say.
That's
Can we introduce him?
Bring yeah, yeah.
Tom.
Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, hi.
Come on in. Welcome.
Is it Tom? Is that right?
It's Thomas Charles Philip. That's three first names.
Okay.
Good for you.
Thomas Charles Phillips. Philip?
Philip.
Okay, right, because Phillips isn't a first name.
No.
Was
no.
I thinking.
No, no it's not.
Two L's?
It can be two L's.
Yeah, I know
I
that.
I prefer one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
Are you talking about Charles or Philip?
Philip.
Okay.
Charles.
Charles traditionally has one L.
But Philip is your last name, even though it is a first name.
Does anyone call you Mr. Philip?
Mr. Philip. Only usually the people that I am very close with.
Do you have are you in a committed relationship?
No.
You're not. Okay.
No, my business is my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to your business, have you ever been in a committed relationship?
No, never.
Really?
Yeah. It's been
how old are you?
I'm 47.
Okay.
So
do you ever wonder what you're missing?
All the time, really. All the time. I like to sit on my mother's couch sometimes and think about it. But
it's good to have a spot to think.
It's a tough subject. So if we could just maybe...
Okay, sure. No, that's fine.
That subject.
We sort of...
Maybe we'll come back to it or
it was like we put
something.
You in the hot seat right away.
I mean, we won't, but okay. We won't come back to it. That's...
I mean, this is our podcast, so we'll see what we...
You're right, I guess. Yeah.
But Thomas is here to talk about his love, his passion and lust for life is in the restaurant world?
Yes.
Will you call yourself a restaurateur?
Yeah. I actually enjoy that term, and I think it accurately describes what I do and the feeling that I bring, to my restaurant.
Can we get... All right, so Tom, let's get a quick little timeline here, Thomas. Let's get a quick... Cliff Notes version of your background in the restaurant field.
So my father, Andrew, he had a business that I eventually took over, which is what this is now. And he was a very passionate man. He enjoyed all of the American holidays.
Was he American?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
He was actually British. Which is, that's another story. But,
obviously you don't really get into, talking about your personal stuff too much, but.
I mean, there's lots of things that I'm not really allowed to say, I guess probably on a podcast for legal reasons.
Oh.
Pending lawsuits.
Lawsuits against your father?
It's on me, pending lawsuits on me from my father. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's difficult, yeah.
He sounds like a passionate
man.
But
you took his business.
Yeah.
Is that where the lawsuits came in?
Yes. Whoa. So we're still trying to work that out. I'm involved in several legal situations at the moment.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate copyright you issues. Coming on anyway, even though probably most of this content could be used against you in the court of law.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why. I mean, I didn't sign in today, so I didn't want people really
sure
to know
when he came here. In the building.
Because you have a name that people remember.
Right.
Because they look at it and say,
that's three first names.
Thomas, Charles, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, three people?
I'll never forget that name.
Which one is him?
Yeah.
So your father started a restaurant?
Yes.
You took it over?
Yes.
Your British, what was that your British father?
The restaurant's called Thanksgiving. And
it's been called that.
It's been called that.
It's whole, okay.
So your father, who is not American, created a restaurant and called it after an American holiday?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
He basically decided that it would be incredibly profitable. So, and it has been.
I love those decisions.
Yeah. I mean.
That's a restaurateur for you, you know?
Right. Yes.
Right.
They can
American
see it.
Holiday, British man, understanding. Like, well, technically, the first Thanksgiving was British people, right? The pilgrims? They came from Britain.
Sure.
England.
Sure.
Right?
I would say so.
So it's an interesting way for him to say, I'm going to honor my heritage.
It's cool because it's like.
And make money off of Americans serving them delicious food.
Their own slop back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. It's cool. It's almost like the whole, like, Jesus is actually a Jew. But, you know, if you believe in Jesus, you're a Christian. You know, it's like, it's an American holiday, but it was the Brits at Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought you meant Jesus was an American holiday.
I thought you were trying to say that Jesus was at the first Thanksgiving. I was so confused.
Sorry. Just trying to make a parallel for our,
for our Jewish listeners.
For our local Gordon Conwell theology major listeners.
Wait, who is the parallel
might
for?
I'm confused.
Like theology students?
Theology students at Gordon Conwell Seminary.
I think they might not need the parallel. Okay. Well, it's good that we have it.
It's good that Thomas is here. Yes.
Whether or not they're going to use it.
All right. So Thomas, he had this idea. He knew it would be successful. And was he right?
He was right. And now, since I've taken over,
he wants it back.
It's been difficult. It's been really difficult.
Which is funny because you're American. If anyone shouldn't be failing, it's you.
Well, that's what I'd like to tell myself. But, that's what I'm trying to make it more American.
Okay.
Oh.
I didn't mean to assume that it was failing under your tutelage, but.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. It's cool.
Yeah.
Before we get into the changes you've made, can we establish what was successful about it? What was being served? When was it open only at Thanksgiving?
Right.
No, it was open all year round. And I think that is, that was the draw because Thanksgiving is arguably the biggest American holiday, I would say, other than maybe Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Halloween.
A lot of places that aren't open on holidays, it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benchmark.
Yes, Thanksgiving, I would say, is the benchmark
for
holidays in general.
So you'd serve like a traditional Thanksgiving dinner all year round?
Yes, traditional Thanksgiving dinners. Sometimes we would have folks come in and stage family fights just to make it more...
More like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So almost like that sort of like mystery dinner party kind of thing where you get the email that says like, you're going to be playing Uncle Danny in this situation and you've got to come in and start picking a fight with mom.
Yes. And the customers did not know anything about it. So it was actually...
Hired actors were coming.
Oh, okay. So it's not the people coming to eat dinner.
No. Hired actors were specifically brought in to start fights with the customers.
Wow.
And you get the real experience, the heated, the slamming of the...
I would love that. See, I would feel so good.
I've never had like a stranger come into my home on Thanksgiving and start a fight with the family, but I can see how it would be.
But that would be so cleansing to be like, I'm going to go eat Thanksgiving dinner and one of the waiters is going to be rude to me. And you know what? I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
For some people, that's like the worst part of Thanksgiving is fighting with your family.
I just feel like secretly in everyone's head that's their favorite part. Mm-hmm. But it makes
that or the mashed potatoes.
Ooh, what kind of mashed potatoes do you guys do?
There's garlic mashed potatoes.
Right.
You could also have there's a cheese option.
Mm.
Or, if you just liked the baked potato, you take it out and mash it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
because
kind of build your own.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Build your own tater.
What's the tagline for this restaurant?
It's Thanksgiving all year round. Just no. It says Thanksgiving the restaurant. ... All year round.
It's Thanksgiving the restaurant all year round.
No. Thanksgiving. It just says Thanksgiving for the
...
All year round.
Okay.
Yeah. So all year round would be the tagline. Mm-hmm. And people seem to enjoy that.
All year round.
All year round.
I have a love-hate relationship with Thanksgiving because my birthday is around then. So I would never, like, school's out and everybody's doing family stuff. And I would be forced to be like, and thank you for our birthday gift, Audrey. And we love her so much. And it's like, I'm forced to hang out with my family on this holiday plus my birthday. So I was real raw about that for a long time. So I think that maybe this is the idea for the Peters family clan. We could go Clans. Have Thanksgiving, not on Thanksgiving, because so I can have the birthday that I want and it doesn't have anything to do with going down and, you know, getting into like passive aggressive arguments over the Brussels sprouts.
And it's – you're completely right. And yeah. That's part of the draw, which, you know, you would think you have a bad Thanksgiving maybe, or you spend your Thanksgiving with someone you don't really want to spend it with.
Yeah.
You just redo your Thanksgiving.
Just do it over.
At Thanksgiving, all year round.
Okay.
For me personally, I think that that's a really good idea.
Has this gone into any sort of chain, multiple restaurants?
I mean, we're working on that now. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process of trying to copyright the word Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
which is difficult. It's proven difficult. Yeah. But
that word's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe if you copyrighted Thanksgiving ...
All year round.
Or just Thanksgiving ... Because that little break in the middle there would make people think, wait, what's next?
You could throw a punctuation of some sort in the word Thanksgiving. Like you could copyright Thanks-giving.
Thanks-giving.
Or Thanksgiving.
I mean, these are all ridiculous ideas that I would take into account. Yeah, I feel like the ... I enjoy that just because the customers put what they want on the end of that. Mm-hmm. You know,
they might be like, "It's Thanksgiving, better than my last one," or something.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving in April, when it's not Audrey's birthday. That's what I would put after
After, yeah, mm-hmm. for you.
Right. So stay off my birthday.
Is your restaurant especially busy at Thanksgiving, or is it less busy because everybody's at home doing their own Thanksgiving?
Good question.
I think it's usually less busy just because people like to have that first Thanksgiving. Right. You know, but we're trying to offer them the second Thanksgiving, or maybe two Thanksgivings in a day.
Ooh.
You know, you have your Thanksgiving, and then you come to Thanksgiving, and then have another Thanksgiving.
Right. And people like having Thanksgiving leftovers.
They do.
So they've got to make their own, or
well,
do you serve leftovers?
We do. We'll have like a cold plate. You want to have a cold plate?
So you can get like the order off the leftovers menu.
Yes. You'll have the cold, you know, hey, can I have the cold plate Thanksgiving?
Can you nuke just the mac and cheese, but I'll take the chicken cold?
Yes. I mean, that's what we're trying to offer, the home experience of a Thanksgiving, fights included.
Do you guys, like takeout and stuff?
Yeah, you could take it out. Yeah.
Can you get just the, in like pill form or something? The sleepy drug and turkey?
Oh, tryptophan.
Can you get just tryptophan there? Is that offered?
That would probably cause a lot of problems because we do have recliners and couches set up.
Oh.
And yeah, it's sort of like a
cozone layer.
Like where people wait to get seated in the restaurant or?
No, you can actually have your Thanksgiving in a real living room. We set up a real living room.
The only thing that would be missing is the football.
No, we have that too.
You have football.
We do.
They put up little league game like.
Well, we put up old games. Obviously, you're not going to have the Thanksgiving Day games,
right?
You know, in April,
right?
But we'll have it. We'll have it there for you.
That's pretty genius.
Have you seen the movie Pieces of April? Because that's about Thanksgiving.
I have not seen that film.
Okay. So I think that maybe like the living room setting would be good for like the cold plate. Like that you're sitting in the recliner, not really making eye contact with anybody, just watching TV and eating the cold scalloped potatoes and cranberry dressing. And then maybe like there's like a dining room table if you want a little bit more like a, like the hot menu.
Eat that off the good china
yes.
and stuff.
Yes. Yes.
I just think with the more living room setting, we've been having some problems
Naps.
With people getting too comfortable. Naps.
Oh, yeah.
Belts coming off.
Mm. That's a big part of Thanksgiving, though.
It's really awkward. Yeah. We try to be as open-minded as possible, but, you know, there's
So can I ask, what sort of changes have you implemented that have sent this place into a nosedive?
That have caused your father to sue you?
Well, we've taken out the original couch and love seat, which is a big... It was big to him. I mean, that was a family thing for him.
Uh-huh.
So I never really liked them myself.
Did you dispose of them or?
They were burned. Yeah, they were burned. Yeah.
Like out in front of his house or something? No.
I'm really not. Sure, I
sure.
can't.
Legal.
But yeah. So they were taken care of, I guess you can say. And
by you personally?
Yes. No.
Legally, you can't say that, but.
Well, you can't move a couch by yourself. Who else was with you?
I have people that help me out.
Yeah.
They're pilgrims that work there because they actually dress up like pilgrims. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have people dressed up as Native Americans as well?
Oh, no. No. No, no, no. Yeah, no.
I think that it would be kind of obvious and not covert if you have someone dressed as a pilgrim and you moving a couch onto your dad's front lawn and setting it on fire, like he knew it was you. He knew you did it.
I mean, it was covert. You know, he.
It was like afternoon when he did it.
Yeah,
probably you know, or something.
Yeah, it was in like the evening. So.
Yeah.
Dusk.
So that's hurt the business. I mean, obviously that's such a sore spot
burning.
Between you and your dad.
Hurt feelings. Hurting the business, yes.
So then he's like discouraged people from going there?
He has.
And that's what's hurt the business?
It's been kind of a smear campaign online.
What kinds of things has he said about you?
Cranberry smear campaign.
Well, I mean, he's said some pretty vile things about me, a lot of which I can't really say.
How many of them are true?
I'd say half maybe. Yeah. But he's bitter though. He's bitter because I mean it's his business, and he saw the glory days with the.
Was that like 60s, 70s? Because you're 47, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Was he like forced out by the board, or was it sort of like after 30 years? He was like, "You're getting after 30 years."
Well, you know, it was funny. When he owned the business, we did have Native Americans, and we actually had a table set up where the pilgrims and the Native Americans would have their break, you know.
Together.
So they would just eat at the table and...
Leftovers.
Yeah. Usually the Native Americans like the cold plate. I don't really... but we like to...
And it's so weird because they were just dressed as Native Americans. They weren't even...
Yeah.
They were just regular, like, 17-year-old...
Yeah, it was offered as the Native American cold plate for a while, and then
Injun Joe's plate of cold meat
of American meats,
strictly American meats.
You got bison on there. You got some maize,
rabbit, fish. Probably
rabbit.
Yep,
Kush,
fish.
Whatever you just said,
fish,
Kush.
Cold fish, man. I don't know if I could do that. Unless we're talking like, I don't know, some kind of like blended fish.
Yeah, I mean, we're...
Sushi.
Yeah, we're definitely not. That's why we wanted
to stay. That's Japanese for blended fish.
That's Japanese for Thanksgiving.
Well, I was just thinking that's cold fish.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
All right, sorry. What were you saying, Thomas?
So, after the couch was disposed of...
And there used to be this... There used to be this Native American... employees,
which was popular with the customers for some reason because they enjoyed it. Was almost like seeing the first Thanksgiving every time,
sure,
all year long at Thanksgiving,
like at Johnny Rockets when they come out and do the dance. It was sort of like, oh, cool, the Pilgrims and the Indians are eating together.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, it gave everybody the warm and fuzzies. And, you know, it makes people want to come back.
Right.
You know, they see Pilgrims, they see Native Americans eating at a table together,
yeah.
Cold plate, hot plate.
Can you cut to the chase here? So these used to be Native Americans.
Yes.
Then what? Then something happened?
And they were forced out. It was...
forced off the land.
It was my idea.
So you told the Native Americans that you were going to have Thanksgiving just for the Pilgrims.
Yes.
It wasn't about them anymore.
Yeah.
Even though it gave you the singular warm and the molten, the plural fuzzies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it was me trying to make this the most authentic American experience.
Mm.
So
that's a good
point. I mean, if we...
The Native Americans weren't American enough?
Well, I mean, he's trying to recreate American existence. You know, they were sort of pushed off the plate, so to speak.
Pushed out of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
These were just people in costume, though, right?
No, these were probably a handful of the first original Native Americans.
That were at the first Thanksgiving.
Well, the lineage, you know.
Oh,
down.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually put
That would have been a selling point of the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean... We put an ad in the local Penny Saver, and you know, like a Native American calling at the time.
Original lineage Native Americans to recreate the first Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving.
So if you branch out into a franchise, like say if you have one in Alaska, would that be like Inuits? If you have one in Canada, would that be like Moose people? If you have that in, you know, like in Chichen Itza, would it be like Aztecs, you know, or would you try to...
Great question.
You know?
It's
because it's like the American holiday or whatever. But if people want that experience, are we going to change that at all for, you know, the Aboriginal?
Regional.
Yeah. Right.
To reflect.
Most likely no, just because it's our holiday. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to
celebrate,
you know,
like
change that.
Sure.
Change that for anyone.
But again, this business was created by someone not from America.
Yes, it was just his love.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that I want to get you wrapped up here, but I know the main thing that came on was to offer a special promotion to our listeners for coming down to your restaurant. So, if we get the location, maybe the website, then they can look it up, and also whatever offer you've come to offer them and us.
Okay. Well, right now we have a... we have the cold plate special, okay. Which you strictly get the cold plate, and that's
$11.99.
That's a good deal.
It's meat of your choice.
Uh-huh.
Cold fish.
Cold fish,
that would be my choice.
I mean, we can sort that out. It is available.
Seasonally.
Seasonal greens.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes of your choice, or baked potato.
Cold butter in there.
Freezing cold butter, actually.
A hard tab of butter.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it takes a while to eat, but it's a great plate of food. It has vegetables as well. You know,
you mentioned seasonal greens.
Well, the seasonal greens, but it has mixed vegetables.
Okay, cool.
Like a corn, you know, the corn niblets,
mm-hmm.
and the
cooked carrot and
the carrot and the
it's pretty
green bean.
Yeah.
So there's that, and you get a.
So that's $11.99, but. The offer is
that no, that's $11.99.
Okay, what's the normal price on that?
It's $17.99.
I would come down to try a new restaurant for that kind of discount.
That plate doesn't actually sound that appealing to me. What about do you have any like other specials going on?
We actually do have a full meat plate, just of cold meats.
Does everything have to be cold? What if I want like a warm?
That is an option, but that's just kind of our offer.
I bet that doesn't go on sale either. You know,
I mean, it has to be heated.
Right.
I mean,
let's be honest. Not a lot of people like hot meat. Not a lot of people like hot.
This meat. Might be why your business isn't doing so well right now. I think a lot of people do like hot meat.
Yeah,
warm.
I tend to eat my meat warm.
Warm meat. Okay. I mean, I'll take this into account because I appreciate.
Maybe even like freshly cooked is probably the best way.
Freshly cooked.
Yeah.
And cooking would be warm temperature.
Right. Yeah, so maybe the
not
whole
cold cook.
Turning most of your menu just to cold things that are usually served warm might not be bad business-wise.
Like you could even, here's another idea for you that you can take without any charge. Like the way Krispy Kreme puts out like fresh donuts in the window, you could be like fresh turkey. Like we just had a turkey come out of the oven. Come in and get some because it's as hot as it's going to get.
You
right
could
now.
Even set it on fire, and it'd be like a little in joke of being like, you know, I set that couch on fire. I set my turkeys on fire too. And people that know
that would
and
make
followed,
the skin on the turkey real crispy.
Like
too.
The people that have followed the internet right. sort of drama, they'd be like "Oh my god, he gets it!" You
he's
know?
Crazy. His food must be good.
And maybe to like heal any like wounds you've created with the Native Americans, you could give them like a special discount. Like any direct lineage of Native Americans.
Like prove, like give me a blood sample, prove your lineage. Yeah, you can get like a dollar
half off.
Dollar off the cold plate.
And do like a rain dance.
And maybe put the Native American cold plate back on the menu.
I mean,
just consider it. Just think about putting it back on the menu.
It's probably not going to happen. They're gone. They're gone for good, most likely. But if you go on our Facebook page, Thanksgiving ... all year long.
So facebook.com/Thanksgiving ...
We've got some pretty good photos. We like to do family photos. It's an option. It comes with the meal. So
that's great.
That's also a deal. You usually have to pay for that, but you know,
is there a family dinner package? Like you come in and one price for the entire family?
Yes. That's $75.99.
Okay.
$75.
How many people would the family package feed?
It would feed anywhere from 10 to 12.
That's a good deal.
It's a large meal and strictly cold plate right now.
Any dessert?
It's only offering the cold plate option at the moment. Ironically, the dessert is served hot. It's a creme brulee.
No, that's not Thanksgiving-y.
No. It's actually pumpkin pie.
It's pumpkin pie, various pies, bread pudding.
At least a day old.
Well, bread pudding's better if it sits.
Well, yeah, it's bread pudding with orange sherbet, actually. People seem to like that. So.
Do they?
It's like the old Roman saying, you know, bread and oranges.
Oh, that old Roman saying. I thought you were going to say the other old
Roman
saying.
Romans would like that,
I don't like
then.
To mention that one.
The dessert
in
the family package.
So, Tom, if people want to find you.
Thomas.
Sorry. If they want to find you, they'll go to the Facebook page.
Go to the Facebook page.
Thanksgiving...
All year long.
All year long.
And where is Thanksgiving... all year long located?
It's going to be right off the LIE. In Long Island. It's a Long Island restaurant. So
okay. Born and raised.
Born and raised. Father not born
angry.
And raised there.
Right.
Angry. So it's a difficult location.
We'll look for it. Right off the LIE. If you need more specifics, I mean, just drive up and down the LIE until you see it, or go to the Facebook page, which may or may not have more info.
As of right now, we don't have an address on the Facebook page.
There are photos.
It's
though.
Tricky to, yeah.
So maybe you
family
could
photos.
Maybe
piece it
maybe
together.
Photos of people exactly. that will not be
if
there.
If someone's tagged in it, that you're like, oh, I know that person. Maybe you can ask them.
I mean, people, you would think that you know there is no restaurant, but from all of you know none of the information, but it's there.
I guess it helps there. Give people the impression it's like, oh, it's like my own home. Like I don't. This is a real place.
Exactly. It's a very comforting Facebook page.
Like you don't know what your grandma's address is, but you know how to get to her house.
You just drive there.
Right.
Right.
We're going to grandma's.
Right.
I don't know what her address is.
It sounds
like Thanksgiving.
It almost sounds like a nice.
It makes
it
like a secret club almost too. Like you have to follow somebody the first time.
Might also be hurting the business a little bit. Just throwing that out there.
Could be.
I'm glad you're on the podcast. Brett and Ned, I didn't know how many ideas you had for failing restaurateurs.
I like to think that's part of our role here at Brain Fox. Mm-hmm.
I think it is,
pre-consultation.
Too. Restaurant rehabilitation.
Pre-cult.
I mean, I'd love to give you both my card. It doesn't have any type of phone number or anything on it. But
it says three names.
You can have it. And, you know, if you see me around, I would love to
wampum
talk about it.
There's
talk
a point
about the
in the general direction of where the restaurant is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Thomas,
thank
Charles,
you, Thomas.
I'm sure there's even more we're not even get into here, but you know, maybe next time. Maybe next time you're in the area.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay,
thank you
great.
So much for having me.
And good luck on the lawsuits. It sounds like you're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. It's going
to
be tough, but thank you. Yeah. I'll persevere.
You've taken the family argument to a new level.
Exactly.
That's all the time we have left for today's podcast. Check out our website, itsbrainfox.com, and especially the new 48-hour film project short, All for Naught.
Watch it.
Send us an email at itsbrainfox@gmail.com. And for the last word, we'll go to Brett.
Cold plate.